All right, politics of right. So I'm going to get back to the William Barr topic, assigning the U.S. attorney in Connecticut to look into the government surveillance, because there's a couple of points. We ran out of time there that I think we need to make. In the meantime, I want to bring on a special guest, Pennsylvania Representative Aaron Bernstein, a Republican out of Beaver Butler, representing Beaver Butler, Lawrence Counties. Aaron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. And it's always great to hear Garth Brooks when you're starting it.
You can't go wrong with Garth, Aaron.
Well, I'll be there at the concert, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've never seen him in concert. Is this your? Would this be a first for you too?
It'll be a second. When he first came to Pittsburgh, when he was doing that initial tour, I was there, and my wife went. I think she was like 11 months pregnant at that point. I mean, this baby was ready to go when he came. So it was an interesting thing, and we went in there, and it was an experience, that's for sure.
Well, we always talk about the gun issue here on the show, and you've unveiled in Pennsylvania some constitutional carry legislation which would no longer require law-abiding citizens to obtain a license to carry a concealed firearm in Pennsylvania. Why don't you explain what you're trying to do here?
Yeah, sure. So it's House Bill 1412, 1412, and that legislation, it creates a two-tiered system. So it would allow people in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, if they're a law-abiding citizen and could go and purchase a firearm, it allows them to carry that on their person in a concealed manner. Now, the second part, and this is also very important as well, is, you know, we have reciprocity with 32 states
right
across the country. You would need to obtain a concealed carry license in Pennsylvania if you would want reciprocity with those other states. That's not my rule. That's those other states' rule.
Right.
Okay. So if you only want to carry in Pennsylvania, you have the right to do so, assuming you're a law-abiding citizen. There's no reason to use a redundant system where they have to go and they have to purchase the firearm, and then they have to go and literally do the exact same background check. Okay, it's sheriff's office. There's just no rationale for that. So it eliminates that burdensome thing that folks, law-abiding folks, have to do. And that's what we're excited about. And we're excited to work to move it through the House of Representatives.
Now, I think in the tri-state area, West Virginia already has this. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Ohio, you have to have a concealed carry.
That's correct.
Yep. Okay.
Yep, that's so, correct.
So,
yeah, so West Virginia has... And by the way, if I could,
yeah.
it's not that it's a conservative or liberal issue. I mean, New Hampshire and Maine, I wouldn't call those conservative bastions, right?
Yeah.
They have constitutional carry as well.
So you're saying this is just simply about the Second Amendment?
You know what? I think it's a little different. It's not even about the Second Amendment. This is really about individual freedoms and rights. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Article 1, Section 21 of the Pennsylvania Constitution goes stronger than the Second Amendment. It says that the right to bear arms shall not be questioned. And all we're saying is, if you're law-abiding, there's no reason to go through that redundant process to go to the sheriff's office again.
All right, now I'm gonna imagine, and once again, I'm talking to Pennsylvania Representative Aaron Bernstein, Republican, Beaver Butler, Lawrence Counties, who has unveiled constitutional carry legislation. Aaron, I'm assuming the counter argument is going to be, well,
you're almost
what
done.
About training?
Click
I mean,
the
do,
add
do,
to
we,
Chrome
do
button,
you really want people just going around carrying a handgun who are legal, who've not had to go through a course or shooting or any kind of instruction at all?
Well, the first thing is they don't have to do that anyway. So in Pennsylvania, we don't have a training requirement whenever you go and you sign up for your concealed carry license.
Okay.
So that's not changing at all. As all we're saying is that you shouldn't have to go and do another background check after you just did one, pay a fee. And by the way, folks out there working hard. I mean, you go to the sheriff's office, they're open from what, 8 to 4 or mm-hmm. something? I mean, how do you get down there to get that? I know several people that have carried a firearm illegally by accident because their concealed carry license expired. I mean, we don't want to be making felons out of, law-abiding citizens. That's all we're trying to do here.
What kind of feedback have you gotten on this?
Positive feedback, working with, my colleagues and trying to get things done. The Speaker of the House, Mike Terzai, is pro-Second Amendment, a good conservative. The same thing with the leader, Brian Cutler. I continue to have concerns of what's happening in the Pennsylvania State Senate. But our job right now is to get this through the House of Representatives, and then hopefully we'll get some leadership in the Senate, particularly in Beaver, Butler, and Lawrence County.
What kind of pushback are you getting?
Well, I think, if you could imagine some of the groups that push back, right? You have this, the Moms Demand Action, the Ceasefire PA, those folks. The truth is, not only are they anti-Second Amendment, they're anti-freedom. And I'm not real interested in what folks like that have to say. I'm more interested in what regular people that are law-abiding citizens have to say. And that's the feedback that we're getting. It's positive. And we're excited to work hard to get this done for those folks that want to protect themselves and their family.
All right, Aaron, the last question I have for you, and this is the biggest question of all. What is your favorite Garth Brooks song of all time?
Oh, I think you got to be, without a doubt, you got to go with The Dance.
Oh, it's so sad, though. I mean, it's just so sad.
Well, hold on. If I can clarify, that's the legendary song, The Dance. Calling on Baton Rouge is wild in concert. So I'm looking forward to it. And if any of the folks out there see me, I will be having a lot of fun with a Bud Light in my hand and singing a lot of Garth Brooks songs.
All right, Aaron, for the record, I'm a That Summer guy. I mean, Friends in Low Places will be always be the one that established me as a Garth Brooks fan, but That Summer, 1992, that's a good tune. Hey,
Thank you.
I appreciate you being on the show, Aaron. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, that's State Rep. Aaron Bernstein, Republican Beaver Butler, Lawrence.